hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2985 BN. Today's date is January 30th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Covering Up Bioweapons Production, Trump Sends Message, Optics Are Important. Let's talk about being prepared. Citizens across the country are raising concerns over a surge of violent crimes in their neighborhoods. For example, new reports reveal some cities are seeing crime rise as high as 167%. This is why tens of thousands of savvy preppers have started carrying Fighter Flare flashlights. Anyone, regardless of age or experience, can use its powerful 800 lumen bulb to signal for help in an extreme emergency or blind attackers with its blinding strobe light. Break glass with its glass breaking hammer. Charge your phone with its attached charging bank and power it all with built-in solar panels. Get the Fighter Flare flashlight for 15% off during their new your sale by going to fighterflare.com before it's too late. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now in the process of covering everything up and protecting their entire criminal syndicate operation. And they know if they don't try to cover this up and this gets out there, they are done for. And we can see at this point, they are panicking over this. Everything that is being dripped out right now is pushing them into a gigantic cover-up. And what always gets you? The cover-up. And this is exactly where they're headed. Just think about the Biden case with Hunter Biden, the laptop, the classified documents. Everything the individuals in the Department of Justice, the FBI, everything that they do is not to, you know, bring Biden to justice. It's not to show everyone the evidence. Everything that they're doing is to protect their criminal syndicate operation. They will allow certain things out. They will make a move to get rid of Biden, but they will protect everything else. And it will look like they're cooperating. And we could see this is exactly what they're doing. It's the same thing with Ukraine. It's the same thing with everything that's going on right now. And they give the instructions to the fake news to say, okay, you're allowed to report on this, but only go this far to make it look like, hey, it's an equal system. Look, we're cooperating. We're reporting on this. But it's all fake, phony, and false, because what they're really doing is they are now in the process of covering it all up using certain propaganda methods. And this is exactly what we're seeing. Just like they're pushing the idea that DeSantis is running. Now, maybe he will be running for president. We don't know. And this is why Trump, he has come out and started to attack DeSantis. Now, is he really attacking DeSantis? Because DeSantis didn't say he's running yet. Or is he attacking those behind him? Well, I do believe optics are very important. And I do believe that Trump is sending a message. Actually, he's sending multiple messages. And I do believe he's getting prepared, because what's coming up? The 2024 elections. And yes, he's getting ahead of all this. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's start with Hunter Biden right now, because this is very interesting. And we know that he creates this incredible art that he sells for hundreds of thousands or maybe even millions of dollars to anonymous buyers. Now, once again, we have the House. They're in position. And what are they going to do? They're going to have an investigation in all of this. And they've already started, just like we mentioned this yesterday. And now they're going after Hunter Biden's art consultant. So this individual, Georges Burgess, he's saying, okay, listen, I'm going to get legal counsel right now because I don't know if I should go on my own and testify. And I need to actually talk to my lawyers before I do this. So do we know that this person is going to testify or not? Well, he might receive a subpoena from the committee if he doesn't come in on his own. And I do believe that this is going to happen, because they're going to ask questions about Hunter Biden's artwork. I mean, who's buying this? Where's the money going? And I think we all know where the money's going, but again, it has to be proven. And I do believe the House is going to prove this. Now, remember, the deep state players, they know that they've lost control of the House, and they know there's going to be multiple investigations going on. But think about what they did with the Biden classified information. And I do believe they did all this, of course, after the midterms, because if they allowed this out before the midterms, I think the elections would have gone very, very differently. Just like during the presidential election, when the FBI decided to tell everyone and all these fake intelligence operatives, the clowns, that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. And then afterwards, everyone found out that, hey, no, it was really his laptop. And yes, it has all the classified secrets on the laptop that matches what Biden has. And there's a problem here. And once again, everything that we're seeing and everything that's coming out right now is, yes, number one, to get rid of Joe Biden. I do believe he's become a liability. But number two, they can't allow all the information out because it would expose other individuals. So what do they got to do? They need to protect themselves and they need to cover up their crimes. How do they do that? How do they cover it all up and make sure they're in control of what the House can receive? Think about this for a second. So let's go back a little bit in time and think about what happened to President Trump. He had declassified information at Mar-a-Lago. NARA was visiting. They told him to put an extra padlock on there. And they realized, oh, wait, there's an investigation going on in Delaware. We lost the House and there's going to be additional investigations. And if this all plays out in the way we think it's going to play out, we're going to need certain protections to make sure that we're in control of certain information. So why don't we go ahead and raid Mar-a-Lago, set that up, set the whole, you know, classified, declassified thing up. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that this was coming. Remember what Trump's angle is. He wants the people to learn who has the ability to declassify, who has the ability to keep the declassified information, who doesn't have the ability. And I think the people are learning this lesson right now and people are understanding this. But the deep state players, they were doing this for a different reason, because they brought in a special counsel for Trump to investigate what he was doing. Now, once again, is this individual, Jack Smith, is he really investigating Trump or is he investigating something else? Well, we don't know that yet, because it's very interesting that there are no leaks whatsoever from this investigation, which is very odd because the propaganda news, they love to get the leaks and they love handing the leaks out there. But none of the leaks are coming out of this, just like with Durham. But that's a whole nother story. Now, think about what they did to Trump and think about what they were able to set up with Joe Biden. They were able to set the same thing up and say, oh, look, he has classified information. Oh, wait, you know something? We're going to show America that it's not a two-tiered system, even though it is, because they played it very, very differently. But they're going to say, listen, yeah, we did a special counsel for Trump and we're going to do one for Biden. Now, think about why they placed this individual, her, into position and why did they start an investigation? Well, if there is an investigation with a special counsel and it's an ongoing investigation, what does that mean? Does it mean they have the ability to control the flow of information? Because think about it, without this, without the investigation, without the special counsel, what would be the excuse of the Department of Justice of not handing over information that the House is requesting? Think about that for a second. Keep that in the back of your mind because we're going to be coming up to that. But before we get to that, we see that more and more information is coming out from Hunter Biden's email from his laptop. And the Gateway Pundit put this out and said, a second email on Hunter's laptop shows that Hunter Biden had access to classified information and used it to the Biden family's financial advantage. And it says, please note, this email is original source data taken directly from the Hunter Biden laptop computer by the investigators working with John Paul MacIsaac. This is the only source of the verifiable content from the Hunter Biden laptop. The chain of custody is known and complete. This is the only source that has chain of custody verification and has been authenticated and came from the original image from the Hunter Biden laptop. So the Bidens were asked to obtain visas for Burisma executives to travel to the U.S. in early November of 2015. In response to the request, Hunter Biden and Devin Archer reached out to a friend with ties to the deep state, John Sandweg. John Sandweg worked as the acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement from August 2013 to February 2014. Sandweg had a short tenure working in his role for the Obama administration. Sandweg includes two attachments in his email, one of which is labeled Shalofsky Visa Denial. And then there's this whole email here. So the email reveals many different things, and here they are. Sandweg worked for Homeland Security and Customs last in 2014, and this email was from November 2015. Sandweg obtains information from the Department of Homeland Security and Customs databases, which he could not have access to. He may have a security clearance, but this would not grant him access to the system. The information that he obtained on the visa application denial is classified. Sandweg shares the classified visa information with Hunter's firm, which is not a government agency. Hunter's firm shares the classified information that he never should have had with Burisma, a foreign company. This is espionage. These are the crimes, and there are more of this coming, which means that they don't have access to any of this. How did they get access? Isn't that interesting? And what's very interesting is that all this, everything that we're seeing right now, the timing is absolutely unbelievable, because if we go back to Post 3812, this is January 30th, 2020, and there are two Twitter links. And by the way, Paul Sperry, and these are Paul Sperry Twitter links, his account was brought back onto Twitter just in time for this. And these two Twitter links are very, very interesting because they have to do with the Bidens. Now, the first Twitter link is very interesting because it has to do with Ukraine and that video where Joe Biden was talking about quid pro quo. Oh, if they don't call off that prosecutor, they're not going to get the money. Now, in this tweet, it has Michael Carpenter sitting right next to Joe Biden. And down below says, if the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money, Joe Biden. And then on the left of this, it's Michael Carpenter again with the alleged whistleblower. And who is the alleged whistleblower? Well, it's Eric Chiramella. So in the second tweet, it says, breaking, Eric Chiramella, the CIA operative believed to be the whistleblower, is captured in the 2015 photo taking notes between Biden advisor Michael Carpenter and NSC's Liz Zentos in the White House meeting with Ukraine officials. Carpenter later appeared with Biden in the infamous son of a bitch vid. So that is very interesting, and the timing is very interesting. And down below in this post, it says, remember these names. And yes, I do believe these names are going to be coming into play very, very soon. Now, like we said before, the deep state players, they needed a way to actually control the flow of information. Remember, this is an information war, and you need control of the information to actually try to win a war. So what did they put into place? Well, it seems that they set Biden up. Yes, they might be in the process of removing him. Yes, we're going to see the case from the prosecutor in Delaware really start to move. Actually, we'll be talking about Durham in a little bit, because we can see the fake news. They're going crazy over Durham, which means he's going to be making an entrance very, very soon. But they didn't want the House to get the information that they are requesting, because now they can make the case that there's an ongoing investigation and they can block the flow of information. Now, yes, there are processes. Yes, when you have an investigation, the processes are, if there's an investigation going on, they don't have to hand over the information. But think about why they would put this into place. This wasn't by accident. It wasn't because, hey, you know something? We really want to get Biden. We're going to do a real investigation and we're going to find out exactly what he did. No, I do believe it was put into place as a block, because think about what they did to Trump. I do believe they used this because they knew that the president has the ability to declass, the president has the ability to do all these things, and they used it as an excuse to actually bring in a special counsel for Biden to block the flow of information. Now, Jim Jordan is out there, and he's fired off a letter to Garland saying, I want all the documents and communications between the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the executive office of the president. I want these documents because we are investigating this, and it's oversight. Now, once again, what do you think the Department of Justice says? Well, according to the rules and regulations, we can't hand this over because there's an investigation going on, which means they have the ability to control the flow of information. Now, Jordan, he quickly responded to all of this, and it says, our members are rightly concerned about the Justice Department's double standard here. After all, some of the Biden documents were found at a think tank that has received funds from the communist China. It's concerning, to say the least, that the department is more interested in playing politics than cooperating. Now, we know what the Department of Justice is doing. We know the deep state players, they're blocking the flow of information. And remember, with the interview with Kash Patel, I asked him a question about how can the House actually get this information? And he said, well, there's a tactic called fencing, where you stop the flow of money to these people. You set up a fence around them. And I want to see if the House is actually going to move in this direction to set up this fence, because we could see that they're going to be pushing back right now because they don't want certain information out there. And I do believe they use this as a block. But I don't believe this is going to work. First, because of the fencing tactic that they can use. Secondly, we're going to see an investigation come forward from the prosecutor in Delaware. Plus, it looks like John Durham is coming back into the picture. Now, you don't think John Durham was investigating Biden also? You don't think he was involved in this? I do believe Durham's investigation goes a lot deeper and wider than many, many people think. And you can see the fake news. They are panicking like they've never panicked before because they realize Durham needs to be stopped. Because no matter what the Department of Justice does, the corrupt Department of Justice, where they're trying to block the flow of information, they know that the information can come from other places, like the Hunter Biden laptop from John Durham, and maybe other investigations that are going on. But you could see out of Newsweek and out of the Daily Beast, they're putting out articles, and Newsweek put this out, John Durham under pressure to disclose details of Trump criminal probe, because it's come to light that, yes, he was looking into Trump, found nothing, and then focused on Hillary, the FBI, Biden, probably Obama, and the rest. We have the Daily Beast out there saying why Merrick Garland should fire Special Counsel Durham right now. So they're going as far to say that Merrick Garland should fire Durham. Who instructed the Daily Beast to put that out? Now, think about it. Could Barr fire Mueller? How would that look? Weren't they going to bring Trump up on obstruction charges? Well, wouldn't this be the same exact thing? They would say, oh, Biden instructed Garland. Garland fired him. It's obstruction. And can he do it? I don't think the optics are going to look too good if he does. And this is what's happening right now. The deep state players, they're panicking over this. And they're very worried about what information is going to be produced. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about classified information, Obama, and what Trump is doing a little bit later. But first, we can see that more and more questions are being asked of Bill Gates of, why were you with Epstein? Now, Bill Gates, he's getting ahead of the story because I do believe there's going to be information coming out. And he's letting everyone know that he just had dinner with Epstein. Now, we know this goes much, much deeper. And we know that it's not just dinner with Epstein. Now, I do believe he's trying to get ahead of the story because, once again, a lot of information is coming out. We know the Prince Andrew photo is absolutely real. And yes, I do believe we're going to start to see information come out from a black book very, very soon. And I do believe these people are panicking right now and they're trying to convince everyone that, oh, yeah, I just had dinner with this guy. That's all I did. But when the information starts to come out that, wait a minute, you were on the plane, you're on the island, you were doing all these things. So you just had dinner, right? Well, this is where it's going to start to fall apart. But they're trying to get ahead of this and trying to deflect everyone. But it's not going to work. In the end, the truth is going to come out and he's going to have to explain all of this. Actually, maybe he doesn't have to explain anything because the evidence, I think, will speak for itself. When you start to see the videos, the pictures, the black book and all the information and who else was involved, I do believe the walls are closing in on these people and they're becoming very, very desperate. And what I mean by that is that these people, this is why they've been talking about it. Oh, there's another pandemic coming. Oh, there's a cyber attack coming. Oh, let's start a war. This is panic at the highest level. They know that they cannot win the information war. And what does the deep state always do? They go to a physical type of war. They use fear. And you could see they're headed in this direction. But we know Trump and the Patriots. We know that they have countermeasures in place. We know that they're leading them down this path because let the people see what these people are trying to do to try to cover up their crimes. And when people see this and they see the cover up and they see everything that they're throwing at us, it becomes a lot worse for them. It doesn't get better. It gets worse. And this is why the people of this country, the people around the world are no longer believing these people. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that Matt Taibbi, he came out with information about the Hamilton 68 group. And Hamilton 68 actually responded to his Twitter thread. Now, remember, this was about creating the narrative that there are Russian bots, that there's some accounts that are working for Russia. And it turns out that basically none of them were. They were making it all up. But Matt, he responded to what Hamilton 68 said. And this is what he said in his Substack. Hamilton 68 responded to a Twitter files thread Friday with a series of claims, including that their site was always intended to be understood as a nuanced, that they always maintain that winning or unwinning accounts could be on their list, and that some accounts we track are automated bots, some are trolls, and some are real users. They could have also have inserted the disclaimer added to the new Hamilton 2.0 page, which, as a helpful reader noted this morning, includes in red font a blaring warning to all that it would be incorrect to label anyone or anything that appears on their dashboard as being connected to state-backed propaganda. And this is what it says in red writing. This is how to interpret Hamilton 2.0. And it says, it would be therefore incorrect to, without further analysis, label anyone or anything that appears on the dashboard as being connected to state-backed propaganda. Now, Matt says, thank heaven for the Wayback Machine. Hear what was written on the original Hamilton page. Now, they changed the page, so let's look at what the original page says. These accounts were selected for the relationship to Russia-sponsored influence and disinformation campaigns and not because of any domestic political content. We have monitored these data sets for months in order to verify their relevance to Russian disinformation programs targeted in the United States. This will provide a resource for journalists to appropriately identify Russian-sponsored information campaigns. High on that original page of the Hamilton founders explain they monitored two types of accounts. They are two components to the dashboard featured here. The first section, overt promotion of content, highlights trending content from Twitter accounts from media outlets known to be controlled by the Russian government. The second section, content tweeted by bots and trolls, highlights themes being pushed by Twitter accounts linked to Russian influence accounts. The Hamilton list tracked overt Russian media on the one hand and bots and trolls on the other. Note the difference between that language and the language Friday. Some accounts we track are automated bots, some are trolls, and some are real users. The Hamilton Friday was also trying to distance itself from the headlines about bots is particularly grotesque, given that it was so overt in identifying the composition of its list this way at the start. I encourage everyone to read the language from the original site, then look at Friday's ironically named fact sheet and compare for yourself. Finally, I want to note a passage from the Friday fact sheet I somehow overlooked. Individual accounts were algorithmically selected based on analytical technique developed by J.M. Berger that were used to identify the most influential accounts within those networks. The Hamilton 68 team did not individually review or verify all accounts because the focus of the dashboard was to analyze behavior in aggregate networks, not specific accounts. Let's talk about being prepared. Citizens across the country are raising concerns over a surge of violent crimes in their neighborhoods. For example, new reports reveal some cities are seeing crime rise as high as 167%. This is why tens of thousands of savvy preppers have started carrying Fight or Flare flashlights. Anyone, regardless of age or experience, can use its powerful 800-lumen bulb to signal for help in an extreme emergency or blind attackers with its blinding strobe light. Break glass with its glass-breaking hammer. Charge your phone with its attached charging bank and power it all with built-in solar panels. Get the Fight or Flare flashlight for 15% off during their New Year sale by going to fighterflare.com before it's too late. Translating, individual accounts were chosen through a method developed by J.M. Berger, a writer and a think tanker whose usual specialty is extremism. He's written about ISIS and domestic white nationalism in the U.S. Still, it wasn't even Berger's fault that ordinary Americans end up on the list, since said people were chosen algorithmically. The Hamilton 68 team also did not individually review or verify all the names because their focus was aggregate networks, not specific accounts. So nobody looked at the list. The list was the fruit of more than 3 years of observation and monitoring. And they didn't even look at the list. They just went with it. I mean, really think about this for a second. Lee Fang put this out and said, the Hamilton 68 dashboard was a high-level scam to falsely accuse Russian influence behind everything. Their entire opaque system was a fraud, and virtually every media outlet fell for it. Everyone from the New York Times to Mother Jones should post a correction. Absolutely. And they were using this over and over and over like it was the gospel. It's absolutely unbelievable. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that there are still problems with Twitter. And we said this going back in time, that I do believe that there were certain coders in Twitter that actually inserted certain code to ban people, shadow ban, to monitor. And I do believe that this code is still in Twitter. And it seems that that is exactly the case right now. Patriots Are in Control put this out on True Social. It says, Elon gave Dave Rubin a two-day behind-the-scenes look at San Francisco Twitter headquarters. Rubin says it was just discovered by Elon's team that there were several layers of shadow banning built into the code that they didn't even know about. He also says it seems like the entire system was built to shadow ban in order to make sure certain ideas would not be heard. It's a surprise to no one, but confirms what we already knew. Twitter has always been a propaganda tool for the deep state to control the narrative. It was built into the system. It was built in there so no matter what happened, they were able to control the narrative. And this is why when people's accounts are coming back up on Twitter, people are complaining, why am I shadow banned? Why is it getting worse? Because it's built into the code. And now they need to look through all this code to find out what they have done here. This is a huge job. And think about what they've done here. It was built not on free speech, not allowing people to speak. It was built on shutting people down, censoring people, keeping the narrative for who? The deep state players. And now we're finding out the truth. Do you think it's just Twitter? Or do you think it's Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Google and the rest? Of course, it's all the other social media platforms. It's built in. And now the people are discovering what the government, what the FBI, the DHS, the corrupt politicians have been doing this entire time. And they've been pushing their agenda and violating our constitutional rights from the very, very beginning. Just like they manipulated the election by hiding the Hunter Biden laptop, by controlling certain narratives. This is a lot worse than people even realize. Remember, Trump has always told us the swamp is deep and very, very wide, but it's being exposed every step of the way. Drip, drip, drip. It's being exposed and people are learning more and more as time goes on. Just like they're learning a lot about what's happening out in Ukraine. People are learning about the bioweapons that are out there. People are learning that this is the deep state layer out there and they're trying to protect it. And soon it's all going to be exposed. But think about what they're doing right now. They're trying to cover it all up. But remember, the cover-up always gets you because when you're covering up your crimes, it proves that you committed these crimes because you wouldn't be covering them up if you didn't. But look what's happening with Ukraine right now. Tanks are being sent over to Ukraine. Ukraine, Zelensky, he wants F-16 fighters. Right now, Biden is saying we're not sending over F-16 fighters because the tanks need air cover. So what good are the tanks right now? Not really that great because they don't have air cover. But the purpose of it is to try to start a war, try to start some type of an event out in Ukraine to blame it on Russia, to get us into war. That's what they're really trying to do. Cash Patel put this out and said, Biden sending M1 Abrams tanks, it's the one with the big giant bazooka-looking turret on top, to the Ukraine. Then he says the tanks are not an offensive threat to Russia. That's literally what the tank is for. So far, $150 billion, 7 years' worth of our missiles, defense system, ammo, and now tanks. And we still have 55,000 homeless vets in the U.S. that can't get a job. Priorities don't matter to this administration. Politics do. By the way, you know who operate tanks? People. Our people. Absolutely. And basically, they're using it to cover everything up because they are the ones responsible for all the wars. They're responsible for the system that we're in today. They're responsible for all this. And what these people do is they love to give themselves awards to make it seem like they're doing the right and just thing. And yes, Pulitzer is involved in this. The Nobel Peace Prize is involved in this. Everything that you see with Hollywood and giving each other awards, this is their system, and they reward each other for doing, you know, the certain acts that need to be done. And people think that they're being rewarded for something good, but they're not. Actually, Jordan Peterson, he put out something very interesting, and Trump retruthed it, letting everyone know that Obama received the Nobel Peace Prize, but he didn't create peace anywhere. He didn't do anything. And Trump, he received nothing for creating peace. Take a listen to what he said.
President Obama received a Nobel Prize for doing nothing but winning a presidential election while being black, to put it bluntly. And I think he knew it, although he cravenly accepted the prize anyway. Trump and his team and all the people from the Middle East involved in the Abraham Accords received almost no legacy press attention, certainly none that was positive, and certainly no Nobel Prize, even though what they managed was clearly the most significant advance on the peace front in that embattled region since World War II, at minimum.
And I think this tells you everything you need to know. of who these people are, and these people don't like what Trump's doing because he's actually doing what the people want. The people want peace. The people don't want war. The people want a strong economy. The people want to be away from the central bank. They want to be separated from it. The people want closed borders. The people want the deep state arrested. And the people are realizing this. And I think just with Jordan Peterson coming out and saying this, people understand what the deep state is right now. They understand how they maneuver. They understand how they push their agendas and how they try to convince you with their word games. And it's all failing right now because once you have a population that's awake, you can't put them back to sleep. And this is the problem they're having with the pandemic right now. Remember, in the very beginning with the pandemic, they thought they had it. We got it. Pandemic's here. Great reset. Great Green New Deal. We're going to have everyone shut down for 10 years. The projection for a vaccine is about 10 years, which means every single person is going to stay at their home. We're going to have death across the globe. It's going to be absolutely fabulous because it's going to meet our 50% reduction of the population. That's what they were planning on. Trump countered all of this because he knew what was going to be done. You think you'd be living your life today? You think you'd be walking around? No, you would be in your house. You would be locked down. You wouldn't be allowed outside. And you would be getting a check and people would have gotten depressed. The shelves on the store shelves would be bare. People would be fighting over food. There'd be death and destruction. This is what they were planning to do. And for those people that were left, you were going to be mandated to get a vaccine after 10 years. And you're going to be mandated to get a booster every 6 months or a year after that. That was their plan. Here you had a choice. And you still have a choice. But it shut down their entire plan. And that was the most important thing. Because we would have seen death on a scale that only war would have produced. It would have been absolutely unbelievable. It would have been a total disaster. And remember, we are at war. This is an information war. I mean, if we were in a war that the deep state wanted right now, which was a nuclear war, what do you think you'd be witnessing right now? Death and destruction. If we were in a civil war where we were fighting each other, and actually be the deep state against us, that would be their civil war, we would see death and destruction. This is what they had planned. So when people say, oh, you know, this shouldn't have happened. Oh, I'm very upset. Well, think of the alternative. Think about what would have happened if we were in a war. Because remember, it was their 16-year plan. They were going to bring us to war. It was going to be a nuclear war. They were going to remove the population. That was their plan. The same thing with the pandemic. Look at the time schedule in the New York Times. They weren't planning on a vaccine in a year or 2 years. They were going to keep everything shut down for 10. What do you think your lives would have been? You think you'd be going to people, your children would be going to school? You think you'd be going to work? You'd be sitting in your house. You would have a check being delivered to you. The shelves would have been bare. There'd be no food whatsoever. And you'd see parts of your family dying off. That's what they had planned. And it would have been year after year after year. And it would get worse and worse and worse. And there'd be no supplies. Why? Because they shut down the global economic system. That's what they had planned. Remember, this is a war. Don't forget it. Keep it in perspective. And there are certain things you need to do in war. But look where we're at today. Look how the people now are gaining knowledge. Look how the people now understand what is happening. This is very important. And the deep state players, they don't want to let this go. Actually, the WHO is out there letting everyone know the pandemic is not over. Well, do the people agree with this? No, the people are saying, no, the pandemic is over. Actually, there was never a pandemic. It was a pandemic of what? It was a pandemic of statistical numbers created by a fake test. Then they paid the goddamn hospitals to say everyone died of COVID. And now they're telling us, hey, by the way, these numbers might have been inflated. You think? Where do you think all the flu numbers went? All these numbers are inflated. All these numbers were cooked up, just like you cook the books. Remember, it's a criminal syndicate. They're cooking the books. That's what they're doing here. Why? Because they need to cover up everything that's happening out in Ukraine. The Ukraine is the center of almost everything. Clandestine put this out on Twitter, said the following. Now that I have everyone's attention, and by the way, this is on Twitter, it's a thread. Allow me to address why U.S. establishment politicians are sending tanks, jets, weapons, equipment, and 100 plus billion to Ukraine. It has nothing to do with Ukraine citizens and everything to do with the deep state asset secrets in Ukraine. Let's go back to when and where it all began. Flashback 2005. Then Senator Obama and Senator Lugar visited former Soviet biological and chemical facilities in Ukraine and established the U.S. deep state roots in Ukraine to counter bioweapons. When speaking of the labs in 2005, here's how they were described by the Washington Post. The labs were part of a Cold War network of anti-plague stations that supplied highly lethal pathogens to Soviet bioweapon factories. So when Russia does anti-plague research, it's bioweapons. But when the U.S. does defensive gain-of-function-directed evolution research, it's not bioweapons. In 2005, Washington Post admits that anti-plague research results in the production of highly lethal pathogens, also known as bioweapons. Seems their tune changed in 2022. The U.S. led by Obama passed the Nunn-Lugar Cooperative Threat Reduction Act of 2005. The U.S. took over former Soviet labs and facilities, supposedly to destroy stockpiles of nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons in Ukraine. Obama opened the floodgates for the deep state, created biological weapon programs with the Ukrainian government, and established connections for U.S. oligarchs to build biolab companies in the lawless land of Ukraine, companies like Biden's Metabiota. Then the situation turned sour. Under U.S. supervision, Ukraine fell into civil war in February 2014. Obama, they're the ones who created all this. In the disarray of war, the State Department, Clinton, and the CIA took full control of Ukraine's government. Nuland facilitated a regime change. Nuland, who spilled the beans on the fear of Russian forces getting their hands on the biological research in Ukraine, engineered the color revolution in Ukraine. They started a civil war, then picked their puppet to run the government, creating a deep state proxy. Now, with the complete control of the Ukrainian government, then the Bidens began their dirty work. Biden visited Ukraine 13 plus times, securing U.S. funding for Ukrainian oligarchs, then used his power to fire a state prosecutor who figured out Biden's kickback laundering scheme. So the reason why all of our tax dollars are in Ukraine is because Ukraine is a deep state proxy controlled by the ruling families of the DNC Soros. They're trying to protect their asset secrets in Ukraine, most consequential of which is their biological activity. The reason the U.S. mainstream media went out all pro-Ukraine is because the media is owned by the pharma companies via advertisement money. The pharma companies who rely on the biolabs in Ukraine to create pathogens so their vaccine scheme can profit. Starting to make sense? The reason the FBI and DHS.gov went full Orwell and weaponized big tech to censor all reporting of the biolabs in Ukraine is because intel community is compromised by the deep state. The deep state who can't let people find out about their pathogen production scheme. The reason the House Dems, DNC, went insane and impeached Trump over making a single phone call to Zelensky in Ukraine is because they couldn't allow Trump to snoop around and investigate their deep state proxy. Trump was onto whatever they were hiding, also known as bioweapons. The reason Zelensky ordered the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense to destroy all state documents affiliated with the U.S. biolab companies, Metabiota and Batale, the day that missiles started flying, February 24th, 2022. Is because he knew Putin was looking for the bioweapons. The reason the WHO advised Ukraine to destroy all their pathogens at the labs that the mainstream media said didn't exist is because the WHO knew Putin was looking for the bioweapons, the same WHO that created a global medical police state due to C-19. Big pharma, mainstream media, big tech, the intelligence community, Zelensky, WHO, NIH, and deep state politicians are all working together to accomplish the same goal, to cover up the criminal biological weapons production in Ukraine, all the entities who happen to benefit from C-19. This is why these entities are hyper-defensive about all things related to C-19 biological research and Ukraine. It's not because they are being philanthropic. It's because we are close to the proof of their crimes against humanity, for which the punishment is harsh. Tank, jets, weapons, equipment, 100 plus billion in taxpayer funds, the lives of the Ukrainian people, all worthy sacrifices in the eyes of the deep state. Whatever it takes to cover up the bioweapons production. World War III already started. C-19 was the first weapon fired. And that's what they're doing. They're covering up everything that they did. And yes, in the end, all of this is going to be exposed. This is why they're panicking. Remember, in the end, the cover-up always gets you. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is now the FDA, they are being sued in federal court over withholding vaccine safety data. And this is what the lawsuit says. Numerous scientists, physicians, public health experts, and other concerned individuals have questioned the safety of COVID-19 injections, and many thousands of post-injection adverse events have been reported to the federal government. However, throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, the federal government has continued to tout COVID-19 injections as safe and effective, and to assure the public that federal agencies are vigilantly monitoring their safety. The lawsuit seeks the raw results from the FDA's analysis of reports to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. VAERS, which the FDA runs with the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, accepts reports of post-vaccination adverse events. However, both the FDA and the CDC have routinely criticized the VAERS system that both the agencies run. Why are they criticizing them? Because they don't want to put out the truth. They don't want people to realize there's problems with the vaccines. And then we have Retsef Levy. He works in MIT. He's an MIT professor and drug safety analytics specialist, and he's calling for the immediate suspension of all mRNA COVID vaccines. He says the evidence is mounting and indisputable that the mRNA vaccines cause serious harm, including death, especially among young people. We have to stop giving them immediately. Then we have Dr. Asim Malhotra. He says, breaking on Twitter, and says, calls to suspend COVID-19 vaccines in South Africa because of safety concerns hits mainstream news. Let's stop jabbing the people. We know the pharmaceutical industry has a long history of criminal behavior. We are here to protect the public. So the news out in South Africa, they're already out there saying, yeah, we need to stop this. This is not safe for the public here. We have an MIT professor saying, we need to stop this immediately. We have 17,000 doctors saying, and this is being led by Dr. Malone, we need to stop this. We need to end the pandemic, which there was never a pandemic, and we need to stop giving everyone the vaccines and the boosters and everything like this. Now, does the big pharma want to stop this? No. What are they doing? Well, we know from Project Veritas, they're creating mutant viruses. And where is this all being done? You think it's here in the United States, or do you think it's happening out in Ukraine? Where do you think they developed all of it? Remember, that is the deep state layer. This is where they have everything, and they're trying to protect it. That's all they're doing. They're protecting their crimes. They're covering up their crimes. Period. The end. And now it's being exposed a little bit at a time. They won't be able to cover this up for long. They're going to try, but in the end, it's going to completely fall apart. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the deep state players, they're trying to weaken the population of the world. And what are they doing? Well, they're allowing men into women's sports. And this is just absolutely unbelievable. And women should be taken to the street, not just here in this country, but around the world because of what has been happening here. Because once again, men now are pretending to be women and they're trying to enter their sports. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that out in Finland, there's a 59-year-old male Finnish farmer who is a trans, and this individual believes that I'm a good skater. And what they did is they allowed the first trans figure skater at the proceedings, only to discover that this person can't skate. Now, this is just absolutely horrific because think about all the people that spend 14, 15, especially the women, spend 14, 15 hours training every day, every week, every month, every year. This person walks out on the ice and they're a trans and they're being allowed and this person can't even skate. The women there and everyone else be going, holy crap, what's going on here? And this reminds me of what they've been doing to the young children from the very, very beginning. They give everyone a trophy. Oh, look, everyone's a winner. Oh, everyone's doing great. Remember, this is very, very similar to the way in which children competitors are sometimes given special treatment because judges are afraid to hurt their feelings. Well, in real life, your feelings are going to be hurt. In real life, there's competition. Can you imagine, say with the Super Bowl, If they say, hey, you know what? Everyone's a winner. Everyone gets a Super Bowl trophy. Everyone gets a Super Bowl ring. Everyone's a winner. How would that come across? How about all the Olympic competitors? Hey, you know what? I know you all lost, but you know what? You all get the same thing. Because you know why? You're all winners. No, that's not how it works in real life. There are winners and losers. Those people that train every day really, really hard, harder than the other person, they deserve to win. Just like someone taking an exam. If someone studies every single day and someone decides not to go out and party, decides, you know what, I'm going to do really, really do good on this test. And then you have the other person saying, I don't care. You know what, I'm going to go out and party. I'm not going to study. I'm not going to work hard. And then you take the exam and the teacher goes, you're all getting A's. I mean, the person that studied is going to go, no, this is ridiculous. What do you mean everyone's getting A's? I studied. I know the material. This person knows nothing. This is what we're seeing here today. And it's absolutely unbelievable. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that they released the video of the six Memphis police officers beating this unarmed individual. But what we've come to find out is that these police officers, they're being relieved of duty. But that's not the thing I'm talking about. I'm talking about how these people were hired. And Blueprint on Telegram put this out. And this is coming from Karen Palmer. And this is Chief of Police, veteran Army officer. And it says, according to a source within the Memphis PD, the five charge officers weren't hired through the usual structure PD hiring process. City leaders felt the existing process was too strict and kept certain people from getting jobs at the department. City leaders began their own hiring process and then pushed new hires into the agency, bypassing the testing procedures in place at the department. You can read between the lines what that all means. All five of the charge officers were hired by the city and didn't go through the rigorous PD testing process. This is what quota hiring looks like. Lawsuits and dead innocents. The city should pay the lawsuits instead of the police department. This murder wasn't created by the old school policing or by white supremacy. This murder was directly facilitated by the liberal policies. And that's exactly what has happened here. It's almost like the skater. Okay, you know what? Let's bypass the hard testing. Let's bypass everything. Let's just bring in whoever. We don't care who they are. We're not going to give them the proper training. We're not going to do anything like that. And let's, you know, let them police. I mean, isn't this what they really wanted to do? They wanted to get rid of the police, and they just wanted people to actually talk people down instead of having the people with proper training, the people that needed, you know, those people that needed to get into position. They needed to go through rigorous training, and they needed to go through testing to make sure these people could handle that position. Now, I'm not saying everyone is perfect, but there are certain processes in place to make sure you get the best of the best in certain positions. In this situation, we did not. Just like we're not seeing the best of the best in the skater either. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Bolsonaro, he's in Florida. And it looks like he's going to be seeking another 6 months to stay here in Florida. He's going to be getting a U.S. tourist visa because I do believe he goes back to Brazil. Most likely what's going to happen is that they're probably going to throw him into prison and they're probably going to execute him. So I don't think he's prepared and ready to go back to Brazil right now. And I do believe he's going to be spending time here in the United States until certain things are worked out. And I do believe there are plans in place and we'll have to see how that plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that everything that happened on January 6th, it's completely falling apart. Videotape is coming out. We know Ray Epps, he was in front, pushing down the barriers. But once again, this person isn't arrested, but they're arresting everyone else, which tells you everything you need to know. And Richard Barris put this out on Twitter and said, a doctor who tried to treat an unarmed woman shot on Capitol Hill is being charged. But Dr. Fauci and everyone who lied about everything pandemic related are walking around totally free. Seems a bit backward for a just society. Then we have Julie Kelly. She put this out on Twitter and said, I don't think any judge has signed more arrest warrants for Trump supporters than Zia Farqui. Here's his signature on the warrant for Dr. Harris, the man who tried to save Ashley Babbitt's life on January 6th. Who is he? Well, Farqui, like roughly half the judges on the D.C. District Court, is a former prosecutor in D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office, the same office handling every single January 6th criminal case. This is the rigged system Trump supporters cannot escape, and it is a rigged system. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, the rhinos, they are now making a move, and they are trying to remove Trump. Remember, they don't want Trump running in 2024. They've been trying everything and anything to keep him out of office. They threw him out of office by cheating in the election. And I do believe Trump allowed this to happen so people could see what the resident was going to do, what the deep state agenda was going to be. And basically all that did was build it all up where people are saying, okay, look, Trump is the peacemaker. These are the warmongers. Trump wants to make America great again. These people want to destroy America. I think what they've done here has hurt them, has hurt their entire agenda. And what is Trump doing now as he goes on his rallies? He's pointing it out, letting everyone know. Do you like that or do you would like something better? It's very easy now, isn't it? And I think the people now are on his side and agreeing with him. And this is why the rhinos, the deep state players, this is why they're panicking. And I do believe optics are very important. And Trump right now is actually going after them. But let me just read what Bill Kristol put out on Twitter. He said, "To my Republican friends and acquaintances who privately have assured me they'll work and spend and organize to stop Trump from being the 2024 GOP nominee. Trump's begun campaigning and he's pretty good at it. Time to step up efforts to pry away GOP leaders and voters from Trump." Well, Trump, he put out two truths on True Social and he said the following. "If you want to see our country go to hell even faster than its current pace, support Club for No Growth. These are rhinos and others who don't have a clue. Similarly, the perverts at the Lincoln Project are having a very hard time raising money to fight MAGA and America First. Don't forget, you come after us and we come after you." Then he put this out. "The fake news media was good yesterday in their coverage of my stops in New Hampshire and South Carolina. Other than the Globalist Street Journal, which is rarely accurate or good, they said the day was really amazing. The enthusiasm to make America great again has never been stronger. The revelations about Ron DeSantis doing far worse than many other Republican governors, including that he unapologetically shut down Florida and its beaches, was interesting indeed. Trump leading big." So he's going after all these rhinos, going after these groups, because what are they doing? They're pushing their agenda and they're continually showing the polls. Look at DeSantis. Look at Trump. DeSantis is winning. DeSantis is going to catch up. And Trump, he is going after all these people. And what's very interesting about this, has anyone heard DeSantis announce that he's running at all? I mean, maybe he will in the future. Maybe he will. But I do believe he's working with Trump. And I do believe optics are very important. But I do believe they're setting these people up. By the way, Trump is leading by double digits anyhow. And the only person to finish this, the only person to make America great again at this point is Trump. Really think about this right now. Does Trump know all the classified information? Does he know the inside information of what they've done? Does he have a plan in place to bring this country out of the deep state operational system where he's going to destroy their system? Yes, he has the ability. He knows what's going on. He caught them all. And yes, there is a plan in place to bring the entire system down. This system, and as people are starting to realize, it's much, much larger and wider than anyone has ever thought. It wasn't just Hillary. It just wasn't Obama. It's much, much bigger. And he's bringing the whole thing down. So is Trump actually going after DeSantis right now? Or is he going after the rhinos, going after all these people that are pushing these stories? I do believe he's going after all these people right now, and optics are very important. I do believe that DeSantis and Trump, they're working together, and I wouldn't be surprised if DeSantis, after all of this, says, yeah, you know something, I'm not running. Or if he does say he's running, he's going to say, you know something, I decided I don't want to run. And what happens to these people that have been pushing all of this? Well, they're going to have to find someone else, and this is going to be very difficult in the last hour. And is it going to work? Absolutely not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Obama right now, he is out there saying that he is not willing to publicly agree to a consensual search of his properties in D.C. So he doesn't want his property searched. I mean, really think about this for a second. They searched Mar-a-Lago. They won't show Trump the warrant. It's redacted. Biden was allowed to be there and be there before they got there to hide certain things, and cooperated and allowed them to search in certain areas. Trump wasn't allowed in. Obama is now saying, I don't want anyone searching my places. Isn't that interesting? General Flynn responded to this and said, rules for thee and not for me. Once again, people are seeing both sides. Now, what's very interesting, and from Trump's retruths, you could tell the direction everything is heading in from the memes that he retruths from all the digital soldiers. And he retruths Kicking Dream, because Kicking Dream put out that famous picture of all the people behind bars. And it says, now that Russia collusion is a proven lie, when do the trials for treason begin? So I do believe Trump is sending a message letting us know that we know that all of this was made up. We know that this is treasonous. We know more information is going to be coming out. Remember, they're covering up everything, and the cover-up is what always gets you. And we know eventually what's going to happen is that we need these trials. We need the arrests. We need these people to be held accountable. And I do believe that time is coming. Actually, General Flynn responded to this and said, hopefully soon, very soon. And I do believe that as everything is building and as the deep state tries to cover up all their crimes, in the end, it's all going to be exposed. Just like the Hunter Biden laptop, just like the vaccine is being exposed right now, just like the pandemic is being exposed, just like everything else that they did is being exposed. The Alpha Bank hoax, how the FBI was controlling the narrative during the election, how the FBI used a fake dossier, how more and more information is coming out that all these organizations that were pushing the Russian collusion, Russian bots, Russian this, Russian that, it's all turning out to be fake, phony, and false. And I do believe this is going to build and build and build. And soon, with all their cover-ups, everything that they're trying to do, it's going to fail. And this is why I do believe the deep state is going to try to move from an information war to some type of physical war. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know that this is coming. Actually, they're leading them down this path, because what better way to show the American people and the world how guilty they are? Because when they try to make this final move of a civil war, a cyber attack, it shows their guilt. It shows how they're trying to protect everything that they did. And this is not going to work to their benefit in the end. It's actually going to work against them, just like everything else that we're seeing. And the people are watching this in real time. They're watching it play out. And the Patriots, they're bringing them down this path. And in the end, there will be no escape. In the end, there will be no deals. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.